Hello everyone, welcome to the July 5th, 2019 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm Ron Berger, your guide for what's happening in the zodiac. In this segment, we'll take a look at an important planetary pattern that will be affecting everyone during July 2019. But before beginning, an announcement. This channel has moved to a paid subscription format. If you donate $20, your email will be saved to a list, and you will receive a link each week to the week's new video. If $20 a month is more than you can afford, you can pay $10. There will be, on occasion, unrestricted videos like this one available to the general public. Also, people have been asking me to teach Vedic astrology. The new videos will be more extensive, with more details about Vedic astrology rules of interpretation, techniques of prediction, examples, and so forth. Stick around for the donation link at the end of the video. The main astrology item for July is the Mercury retrograde period, which begins on Monday, July 8th, and continues all the way to the end of the month, July 31st. Planets don't actually go backwards in the zodiac. It's an optical illusion caused by the juxtaposition of the concentric orbits in the solar system and the fact that we on Earth are in motion on one of those orbits. But even if it is an optical illusion, this apparent backwards movement from night to night does affect how the planet's energy manifests in our daily lives. Three times a year, on average, Mercury goes through a 3 weeks-long retrograde period. The last one was in March. The next one after this one starts at the end of October. The three Mercury retro periods each year are spaced roughly equidistant from each other in the zodiac. The Mercury retrograde phenomena is maybe the best-known astrology pattern amongst astrology aficionados. The effects are usually pretty obvious. The planet of rational thinking and communications going backwards for 3 weeks tends to mess things up on a lot of levels. Messages frequently don't get through or get misinterpreted. Appointments are delayed or missed altogether. People are more prone to think irrationally. Miscalculations in financial transactions happen more frequently. Equipment failure is more likely. Mercury seems to have a lot to do with our daily operations. Its retrograde period causes a lot of inconvenience and annoyance. Since Mercury is the planet of facts as well as communication, media reports during Mercury retrograde are often wrong and not to be trusted. If Mercury is on its own in the zodiac, unassociated by another planet, its retrograde period mostly manifests as irritations. But if another planet gets involved, the damage can spread to other areas. The Mercury retrograde effects get compounded, causing additional aggravation. Such is the case for the July 2019 Mercury retrograde. On July 8th, Mercury begins its retrograde period at 10 degrees sidereal Cancer, while in near exact conjunction with Mars. In Vedic astrology, Mars and Mercury are considered to be enemies. Mercury is the planet of information, opinions, communication. Mercury is naturally adaptable and likes to find consensus. Mars is the planet of force, aggression, and fast results. Mars doesn't have time to wait around for consensus. Mars is naturally stronger than Mercury, and thus overpowers and alters Mercury's behavior. Mercury is already going to be behaving abnormally due to being in retrograde motion. We can surmise that this Mercury retrograde period will be rather more problematic than usual. Making things worse is that this Mercury-Mars conjunction is happening in Cancer, a sign that neither planet does well in. In fact, Mars is considered debilitated in Cancer. The rule in Vedic astrology is that a natural malefic planet, like Mars, becomes even more malefic in its sign of debilitation. In other words, Mars is more harmful than usual in this sign, and thus more capable of causing damage to Mercury's significations. Mars, the planet of force and conflict, in sensitive Cancer, gets angry. As for Mercury, it's the planet of the intellect, of linear reasoning. Mercury is the planet of objective facts. Cancer is an emotion-based water sign. Thus, Mercury's rational approach doesn't function as well in this sign compared to some other signs. So what happens? The usual Mercury retrograde problems, such as delays in communications, misunderstandings, irrational thinking, miscalculations, mistakes, equipment breakdowns, and so on, will be made worse by the negative influence of debilitated Mars. The result will be impatience and impulsiveness, controversy and anger, bad decisions, accidents, and so on. The worst will be at the beginning of the retrograde period while Mars is in close conjunction with Mercury. Since they will be traveling in opposite directions in the zodiac, the two planets will start putting some distance between each other as the days go by, such that, after the second week of the retrograde, the damage to Mercury caused by Mars becomes noticeably less. But then another factor enters the picture, Venus. On July 23rd, Venus transits into sidereal Cancer and immediately becomes conjunct retrograde Mercury. Since Venus is one of the natural benefic planets, this isn't as bad as the Mars situation. But still, there are likely to be some issues due to Venus significations getting influenced by retrograde Mercury. So be ready for miscommunication in romance, distorted values, erroneous guidance, financial mistakes, broken agreements, and so on. Finally, at the end of the month, July 31st, Mercury comes to the end of its retrograde period. At this point, Mercury has backed up right to the borderline of sidereal Gemini and Cancer. The borderline between two signs is considered a weak placement for a planet. On the other hand, a planet at the end of its retrograde is stationary in the heavens, appearing to not be moving at all. A stationary planet is considered to be very strong. The upshot is that Mercury will still be a bit unreliable for yet another week until it starts to regain normal forward motion in the zodiac. In your own astrology chart, note the house containing the sign Cancer. The actions and the types of relationships indicated by the significations of that house will be under stress during July. The usual precautions for Mercury retrograde periods should be observed. Check to make sure your message got through. Check to make sure that what you said or heard is what was intended. Be careful that you don't make mistakes in financial transactions. Be ready for problems with equipment. Also, Mercury is the planet of travel. This is not the best time to be traveling. Mercury is the planet of writing and signatures. Signing something important when Mercury is retrograde should be avoided if possible. Due to the combination with Mars, people will be more impatient than usual, which makes mistakes, arguments, and accidents more likely. Try to be patient with yourself as well as with others. By the second week of August, Mercury will be back to normal forward motion, and Mars will move on to Leo, where it will be happier, and things will return to something like normal. Okay, and now before ending, just a little reminder. The next four of my weekly reports for July will be available to paying subscribers. It's $20 a month, or $10 if you really can't afford $20. Subscribers will receive the video link via email each week when I post the new video. Here's a list of the topics I'll be covering in the next four issues. July 7th, a more in-depth analysis of the Mercury retrograde period. July 14th, Venus combusts the Sun, what it means and how it affects us. July 21st, the effects of Mercury retrograde on politics and world events. July 28th, analysis of the Cancer new moon and the month of Shravan. If you wish to be included, just click on or touch the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks, and until next week.